25 minutes to 8 South African time. It's 25 minutes to 9 in Makkatul Mukarrama. We continue paying tribute to Hazrat Maulana Mahmud Madani Desai Rahmatullah Alayh. I'm looking at a few messages on my screen. The one coming from the family of the late Hazrat Maulana Umarji Rahmatullah Alayh, saying that Maulana Umarji Rahmatullah Alayh was also on the Hajj journey in 1953 when Maulana Madani Sahib was born in Madinatul Munawwara, and it was Maulana Umarji Rahmatullah Alayh who gave him the name Mahmud. And other messages talking about the initial days in the madrasa when the role was still small and there was a very strong personal relationship between Maulana and his students. Now, one such student was a well-known voice to the listeners of Radio Islam International and a prominent alim in South Africa, and that is Maulana Muhammad Venker from Shlanga. He is currently on Hajj in Makkatul Mukarrama. Maulana joins us on the line from Makkah Mukarrama. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, Maulana, and assalamu alaikum to the esteemed listeners of Radio Islam International.
Maulana, our condolences to you and to all the students and graduates of Madrasa in Amiya in Camperdown. Indeed, a great loss for you and a great loss for the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Last night on Twitter, Maulana, a few of your thoughts were being shared, you know, in terms of how you felt at the moment when you just received the news. Would you be kind enough, Maulana, to share some of those thoughts and sentiments on the life of Hazrat Maulana Mahmud Madani Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi with our listeners?
Yes, Barakallahu Feekum. Maulana, I think if we go into the detail, you know, if we want me to go, it will require, you know, much time. But I thought just I would share with you a few points that I had highlighted in a message that, you know, some brothers and some fellow students had requested me to send out. And I had received the tragic news of the passing away of our respected Ustad, Honorable Ustad, whilst I was in Makkatul Mukarrama. And indeed, there are many, many, you know, vivid memories, fond memories that I enjoy with Hazrat Maulana. You know, I spent many, many years in Camperdown Darul Uloom. Just to give you some history, initially my intention was to study in Spingo, Talimuddin. But because of the links, the family links with my parents and Hazrat Maulana, Maulana requested that, you know, I study in Camperdown at that time. This was in the year 1994. I still recall it was, I think it was a Monday, and Maulana's son was there, and there were one or two other students, you know, who had enrolled. This was in January 1994, and, you know, in the end of 1994, there were seven students, two of whom have tragically passed on. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala raised their status in Jannah as well. And Maulana had made a lot of sacrifices in the initial years. You know, he left his family in Richmond, and, you know, he used to live with us in Camperdown. And Maulana, like you rightfully pointed out, Maulana had a very, very close attachment, you know, to the students. And he had taken a very close liking to me, you know, over the years. And alhamdulillah, you know, he was actively involved in, you know, the building of the new Darul Uloom. You know, physically he was involved. I used to sit in the Quran, in the vehicle and recite Quran Kareem to him. And he used to listen to me. And alhamdulillah, I had the good fortune, you know, for a few years to perform Salat al-Taraweeh, you know, side by side with my respected Ustad and, you know, his son, Maulana Zakariya. Alhamdulillah, and, you know, like that, you know, there are so many incidents that I can share with you over the years that I enjoyed with Maulana. You know, he was more like a father to me, and spiritually I had benefited immensely from him. You know, the advices and the nasiha that he used to, you know, he used to give me and he used to render to other students. You know, this is something which is unparalleled. I have not seen this quality in, you know, many other, in many individuals. You know, when students came, you know, to the Darul Uloom, he being mentioned to me on one occasion that it's his intention. And Maulana, I must make mention, when I enrolled in Darul Uloom, you know, to become a Hafiz, it was always my desire to become a Hafiz. After I finished my schooling career, you know, I had this desire. I could not even read Quran fluently. And Maulana had made a concerted effort. He said, his Ustad Hafiz Abdurrahman Mia mentioned that he will focus on those students who nobody else gives them hope. So Maulana had dedicated a lot of time. And I must place on record, Maulana, you will agree when you're becoming a Hafiz, generally the Ustads get upset and they raise their voices and at times they, you know, beat up the students. I say this, I mean, Makkatul Mukarrama, alhamdulillah. During the years of studies, Maulana did not even raise his voice to me, not once. Not once, alhamdulillah. you know, and with love and affection, you know, he had taught me the kalam of Allah. And, you know, he had, you know, motivated me and inspired me, you know, to go ahead. I was studying to become an alim, and I recall this, you know, after 3 years, I wanted to give it up for whatever reason or the other. And at that time, Monana sat me down, and he motivated me with such inspiring words, you know, that motivated me to go ahead. And he did tell me one thing, which I remember today. He said that, go ahead, you know, Allah will take you through to the length and the breadth of the globe, inshallah, you know, to serve this beautiful deen. I always say it is through his barakah, his du'as, and of course the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and the du'as of our parents and our, and you know, our close associates and such scholars and ulama, you know, that take us ahead in life. So, you know, there are so many memories, you know, I can share with you about Hazrat Maulana. All I can say is, may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, you know, crown his efforts with acceptance, and let us not forget, you know, the efforts of, you know, his respected wife, Apa, also, you know, her service that she had rendered to the students in the initial years. You know, initially when the madrasa had started, I recall Kamparawan gets extremely cold. You know, it was the old building. There was no, you know, when it used to rain, water used to seep through, and there was cold water, not even hot water, when the madrasa had started. But Maulana had ensured that, you know, he established this institution that alhamdulillah has become world renowned, and there are many, many well-known students who have graduated from Darul Ulum in Amiya who are serving, you know, the deen of Allah in different parts of the world. So may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant Maulana, you know, the highest stages in Jannah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant his family sabr jameel. And Maulana is more like a spiritual father to me, you know, over the years. I recall some years ago when my son had taken ill, the support that he had given me at that time, really Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will grant him, you know, the best of reward, inshallah.
Inshallah. Well, jazakumullah for taking out from your very busy schedule and sharing some of those memories with us. And indeed, we join you in making dua that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grants Maulana Jannatul Firdaus, makes it easy for the family, for the students, and all those who knew Maulana and who are suffering from his loss at present.
Jazakallahu khairan, Maulana, and we make dua that Allah Ta'ala take this institution, all our institutions, from strength to strength.
Ameen.
And Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq and the ability that we appreciate our ulama, because we only appreciate them, you know, once they have left this world.
Indeed.
And Maulana, just one more point,
yes,
I would like to make mention. You know, this is, you know, how I feel today. This is exactly how I felt when Hazrat Bilal Patel Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi, you know, had also departed from this world. That was also a very, very sad moment, you know, in my life personally, because these two individuals, you know, had inspired me and motivated me to a great extent, alhamdulillah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bless their souls. Allah ta'ala bless them, inshallah.
Ameen.
Allah ta'ala bless all our scholars and ulama.
Jazakallah
khair, Maulana, for the opportunity. Inshallah, till we speak again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Maulana Muhammad Venka, one of the initial students at Madrasa Inamiya in Kempadan, talking about Hazrat Maulana Mahmud Madani Desai rahmatullahi alayhi. There was a message during the rounds yesterday that at a time when there were no huffaz to perform Tarawih Salah in Spingo Beach Masjid, Maulana Mahmud Madani Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi used to travel daily in Ramadan after iftar from Richmond to East Pingo Beach to lead the Tarawih Salah. He would then spend the night there and return to Richmond in the morning. And this took place for 2 years in a row, and it was narrated yesterday by Maulana Muhammad Gora Saraji Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, after Talim in the East Pingo Beach Masjid. This happened now back in the 70s. And as Maulana Venka said, many times we don't appreciate these great scholars and personalities when they are still in our midst. And then that's why I'm asking the question this morning, that how can we pay tribute more effectively to such luminaries when they are still alive? One message reads, my two brothers were under Maulana in the very initial stages of the madrasa. With under 50 students, my one brother was enrolled, and as we went to leave him, Maulana says the other one must join. And that is how the journey of khair began. You know, my granny was telling me the same thing yesterday, that they had gone to drop off my late father at Mias Farm, and Hafiz Abdul Rahman saw my uncle, the late Maulana Omar, Imam of Nurul Islam, and said, no, I want him also. And don't just give me the one, give me both. And the same thing, his student, Maulana Madani Saab, was a student of Hafiz Abdul Rahman, and he followed in his footsteps in that regard, as per this message, that the one brother was being dropped off. He said, give me the other as well. The one became a alim, the other became a hafiz. And back then, it was a very personal affair between Maulana and his students. Allah grant him the highest stages and unite him with his students. And this is Junaid Arbi and Yahya Siman. Okay, and you know, I have one memory. I mean, I had the good fortune much later on compared to when Madani Saab studied under Hafiz Abdul Rahman, to get married to Hafiz Abdul Rahman Rahmatullah Ali's granddaughter. And when I once met Maulana Madani and I told him who I was married to, his own attitude towards me changed in a very positive way. So much so that I remember that in 2007, when we had the International Ijtimai in Indonesia, they had built a small house for all the elders to stay in. Maasad Saab, Ahmad Laad Saab, Maulana Zubair Saab, Rahmatullah Alayhi. And I was just walking in the hope of saying, okay, maybe I'll get a chance to meet some of these akabir. And Maulana Mahmood Madani Saab was walking out. And he saw me and he told me, you want to meet these akabir? I said, of course. He said, come, I will take you. And as we were going out, he said, you know, I only did this because you are linked to my ustad's family. And that really stuck with me, you know, such acknowledgement and such appreciation of your teacher, even after your teacher has passed on. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala enable us to appreciate our teachers in that way. It's now 13 minutes to 8. We go